Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 13, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 11, 2003.
Ew, Nazarene! Pertaining to yesterday's question, you mean when I touch someone, they know everything I know, everything I've ever done? I don't know if I ever want to touch anyone again. Doesn't that violate our privacy?
Of course, Allah, with the abilities that you have, you can control this marvelous gift. Others cannot read into you. You can block so that they cannot pick up what you are storing. Because of the sensitivity of the information that you hold, there are many that you wouldn't want to have knowledge of it. So, of course, you are able to control what you give to others. Without this, your powers would be very, very dangerous. So you and Demetrius have the skill to keep others from knowing what you know. Your privacy is very well kept. But others are so open to you that just a mere touch and you store in your subconscious everything they know. And you can bring it out later and use it, sometimes without even knowing that you are using the information that they have given you. This is a marvelous ability that makes people that have your powers feared by others, because they cannot hide anything from you, because they cannot keep any terrible secrets from you. When they come in contact with you, they are aware that you know them completely and fully. And this is what makes many, many people stay away from you, because they are afraid of your marvelous gifts and what you are able to do for God. But those who truly love you, Allura, are not afraid to share with you everything that they have, because they know you will never misuse the wonderful gifts God has given you.
Phew, that's a good thing to know, Nazarene. And it looks like that ability is a good thing after all.
Of course it's a good thing, Allura. It's from God.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like friendship poems that speak to both your heart and your soul, check out Pegasus Friendship Poems Collection, Inspirational Poetry from the Soul, at www.friendship-poems.us. There are some free samples and a book that you can purchase online. Great stuff.
We're back. A little reversal here. I would like to ask Mary Magdalene how she feels about being the Kingdom of God's focal point, transmitting all the power to the men in the United States for my presidential campaign. This must be a very strange experience.
Well, not really, Demetrius. Let's see. I've been doing this kind of thing for over 2,000 years. Quietly, of course, because of the arrogance of most men. They don't want to admit that the power coming to them from God is being channeled through a woman. It is a little odd working with quite so many at once. I usually work with very small groups, but I think I am fully capable. And thanks to your efforts, we have plenty of power. And thanks to the efforts of our friends in Los Angeles and other places, I never find doing God's will strange. It is totally and completely natural. We need to win this age-old battle, Demetrius. Unfortunately, most men aren't like you. They don't treat women as equals. Many consider that women are inferior, weaker than them. I'd like to have a few of them have a baby. That would probably change their opinion real fast. But no, I have no problems with what God is asking me to do. None at all.
Don't you worry, Mary Magdalene. I'll teach them if I have to kick a few butts to teach them. I'll teach them.
You mean you need to kick a few more butts, Demetrius. Jesus may be reached at Here's Jesus 777 @yahoo.com. We'll be back again.